So we've arrived in the Faroes. Good journey, Warren?
It was, yeah. It was a nice and early one for us. But, you know, good time, met up, had a bit of breakfast together. Nice and relaxed atmosphere. Say on the plane, had a good trip over. And good to get the boys out in the training pitch and, you know, get the balls out and get the journey out of our legs.
And the hotel's to your satisfaction, yeah?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. You know, I've been here myself in Northern Ireland and I know a lot of the players. I've been here before with Linfield, obviously. But no, the hotel's beautiful. You know, the boys have settled in well. They've looked after us. And, you know, it makes it easier for the players to relax and settle down for the game tomorrow.
And after the journey, it was good to get out on the training pitch there this afternoon.
Yeah, it's always good to get the legs out of the plane journey out of the system, you know. Get the legs going nice and relaxed, you know, good spirits. Only done 45 minutes to an hour. I think it's important, you know, to get used to the surface and you know, get a feel of a ball again. But, you know, the boys have been brilliant. All the staff's happy as well. And, you know, it's the build-up to the game now. You know, we've one or two meetings and talk about a game plan, but you know that's the important thing, is to look forward to the game.
Match day tomorrow, looking forward to it, first game?
I am. You know, I don't get nervous in any game, but you know, as I say, probably tomorrow we'll see how it is. But you know, we're over here to do a job, as I said before. It's a great incentive for the boys, you know, to see how far they want to go on the club. And you know, obviously it's the first competitive game for me, and one I'll be doing all my best to put what I want to do over to the players, and once they cross that white line, you know, I'll guide them, but you know, it's down to them, and I'm 100% confident that, you know, they won't let me down.
And the training there this afternoon, you all looked hungry, the spirit and the mood looked fantastic.
Well, look, I've said this from day one. I said I want hungry players, energetic players, and you know, I want a small, tight squad where everybody's got a chance, everyone's bouncing off each other, and you know, I got that off the players today, and to be fair to them, I've had it off them, you know, ever since I've been in. But you know, come that competitive game, you know, it's a different ball game, really. Obviously, you know, with the pre-season games, we give them 45 minutes each, but you know, once that game comes, what we're playing for, you know, as I say, I want them to take that enthusiasm out in the pitch, and you know, I've no doubts whatsoever they'll do that.
You've done your research. There's a few quality players in this tour, haven't seen, isn't
there? Yeah, definitely. You know, I've got clips of DVDs off them. I think that's the way the game has to go now. You've got to give 100% info to your players. And to be fair, you know, I think they're a lot different from when they played them 2 years ago. You know, they've a couple of good players. A little guy up front who's quite tidy, and obviously one who played in the conference last year at Wrexham who's come over. So, you know, at the end of the day, they've got good players. I'm sure they'll be confident, but, you know, I'm not worried about them. It's what we want to do, and it's about us. And I have 100% confidence in our boys, and you know, I'll set it what way I want them to approach this.
On behalf of everyone back home, we're all rooting for you. Good luck.
Yes, thank you. And as I say, you know, hopefully I can bring you know, a good result back, and look forward to the next game.
Thank you.